Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today we've got a new guest in the studio, Lynn Comp. She is the Director of Software and Technology Initiative Marketing for Intel's Data Center Group. Welcome, Lynn.
Thank you.
So, Lynn, you've been in the technology industry for quite a long time, a number of different roles. Why don't you tell me how you've arrived in this role as Software and Technology Initiatives Director and a little bit about your history?
Starting out, I was actually an applications engineer manning helplines for communications infrastructure. And I got very passionate about the way in which hardware interacted with software at all levels of the platform. And so that's kind of been a theme that's followed my whole career. I've done everything from handsets and endpoint to communications infrastructure. I was in the embedded industry for a while. And all along, a lot of the challenges that I've been most fascinated with solving have been, how do you actually get some of these hardware features and benefits exposed in a way that the whole ecosystem between us and the end user has a benefit and gets an economic incentive to do so?
Today's topic is data center efficiency, obviously something that we talk a lot about on this program, but we're going to talk about it from a different slant, which is how we provide a CIO or a CTO the insight into how the data center is utilizing energy. Why is this so important that data center managers are really mindful of economic management of the energy in the data center?
Well, for one thing, you end up having a lot of very interesting negotiations with your power provider if you are getting brownouts or if you're causing too much pull off of the grid because of your data center and all of the new server technology that you're trying to install in it. Most data center managers end up having to use kind of maximum specs to come up with worst case estimates. And that can prevent them from being able to put in the next rack or put in the next application and really be able to know that when some new application goes online that's very popular, they can support it and not have what happened with the New York City iPhone release where the grid went down.
So when you talk about Intel's approach to this, obviously this stems from the instrumentation of the microprocessor itself, as well as features we're baking into the microprocessor. Why don't you tell us about what we're doing and where we've seen success?
Really, the Intel philosophy is information is power, and let's do what we can to package the information in a really quick, easy-to-use format, such as Node Manager, so that it allows our ecosystem to expose the data to the end user and to the IT data center managers, and they can make more fine-grained decisions with it.
When you talk about Node Manager's work, what is it actually doing within the system itself to make those metrics, and how is that reported into an IT situation so that it comes out as actual useful information?
It's a platform-level technology that has basically hardware processor support, and it's exposed through some firmware. And what it really does is it allows an individual system to monitor and report the power consumption that it's really using real time. And so the idea is at a system level, you've got many systems in a rack, at a system level, this capability allows you to really know what is my current power utilization, and then you can aggregate that or kind of combine it together at a rack level. So instead of having worst case data that you base it on, you actually have statistical data you can do an analysis on and decide, oh, at this point of my kind of average day and average use by my customer base, I will need most likely peak usage at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And then you can plan for that, but then you could allow potentially more customers to use parts of that rack at a different time when there's less happening. So it gives you a little bit more statistical information to create better policy in the first place.
When it comes to the microprocessor itself, what are we baking into instrumentation to allow for power usage to drop and rise based on capacity effectively?
Well, there's technologies like Turbo Boost that has been announced that is another capability that will allow you to change frequencies of the processor. And that's another capability that's part of this as well, where you can kind of capture and then metric and move the processor up and down. That's not necessarily across all SKUs, but it is present in the processor. And then we also do have this capability that is a hardware feature that Node Manager supports and takes advantage of.
The Open Data Center Alliance recently published a carbon footprint usage model where they talked about the need to track service provider carbon emissions based on workload. How would Node Manager interact here?
That's exactly what Node Manager, that use model is exactly what is intended to target and provide that information so that they can really begin to have the intelligent decision making. Can you imagine if you were a data center manager and you bought twice as many offsets when you didn't really need to? So this allows you to be much more targeted and know that both your capital expenditures and your operational expenditures went to the exact right place.
So when you look at customers that we've worked with to actually deploy a Node Manager technology, what is that process and where have they found discrete value out of this type of analysis and real-time monitoring?
We've had numbers as high in end user proof of concepts and deployments where they've seen 40% benefit in terms of being able to understand, wow, I really undercalled how much power I needed by 40%.
Lynn, if people want to learn more about Node Manager, where would they go?
There are a number of resources online, and I don't know if when we post the podcast, we can put the links in there.
Of course. I know that we've got a lot of blogs on Node Manager on our server room, so that would probably be a first step.
Right.
Thank you so much for being on the program. Thanks for being an initial guest, your first episode, and we can't wait to have you back again.
Thank you for asking. Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.